Om Shanti, and welcome to everyone. Welcome to our special Didi, especially for the first timers. She is the additional administrative head of the Brahma Kumaris worldwide. And on behalf of the Double Foreign Program, Didi is the most senior BK sister that we can invite and who can meet us here. So we are really specially happy that Didi has come, and I will invite Suman Behin to present a bouquet of welcome to her on behalf of Gyan Sarovar and the Double Foreigner. And Didi's topic today is the beautiful journey from purity to divinity. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. It's something different, something new, that we are welcome with dance and we all get to do some physical movement, right? Because we have to take care of soul and body both, right? If body is healthy, then soul can function properly. So that is why we do some exercises, some movement. And most important is, be happy. So how many of you are happy all the time? All the time, no? Only few hands. Okay, sometimes. Everyone, do you have determination to be happy all the time? Yes? Let me see hands. Every one of you. So why it is not happening all the time? So again, this is where we have to pay attention on purity. Before we move on to divinity, the foundation of this life confluence at confluence age is when Baba calls us ancestors and worshipworthy souls. So when it's purity, it's like purity is viceless, but also conqueror of sinful actions. Because if there are sanskars still of the copper age and iron age, or even of copper age is more, still battling is on, right? Settling is not battling. Settling is not suffering. Sometimes we suffer and say, oh, I'm settling. But I am being victorious of nature, elements. So sometimes we allow some suffering to take in the mind. So, Vikarmanjit they call it. That means whatever in control of the vices, certain actions we have done, or some thinking had happened, some words had been spoken, and they have formed our sanskar or habits. And through, Baba says, fire of yoga, it is only through remembrance not ordinary remembrance, but Baba says fire of yoga. Or be on journey of remembrance. There are two things, fire. Baba is ever pure, right? And also Baba is purifier. So when we remember Baba, one who is ever pure and also pure fire, purifier. So with total love and concentration, I just stay with Baba. And when I stay with Baba, I feel that some of the traces which are left of those sanskars are changing, are being removed. So the quality of purity, it was this morning or that every vice has so many branches. Baba connected lust with desires. So not to have desires, to be ignorant of desires. Ignorant of desires is conqueror of lust. And there are so many things happens when there are desires. Then very, very subtle. If we are holding something for someone or from a situation, then subtle anger, sadness or frustration, getting disappointed, very quickly losing hope. So these are branches or traces of anger. Then is greed. Let me keep this, let me keep this, let me keep this. I don't know how many of you have experienced that when you move from one room to another or one house to another house, you have furniture, everything double for the new house and also old. That means accumulation. Have you experienced this? No? Yes or no? So much comes out. Let's keep this. Let's have this. Let's buy this. Keep it, right? And then what we become? Caretakers. Not trustee, but caretaker. We have to keep taking care of those things. And attachment is so subtle. Many, many souls say, what is the difference between love and attachment? When you are sad about something, if you are sad, it's only because of attachment. Well, ego is highest but also very subtle. Very subtly. I am a knowledgeful soul. I am a yogi soul. I am a serviceable soul. I am a good instrument, I gave good course. So this I. But the feelings and the thought that I am just not only instrument, but I am Nimit, Nimit Bhav. So as much you have Nimit Bhav, you are free from the bondage of attachment. So because two ages, copper age, iron age, in body consciousness, actions in body consciousness, quite strong, right? And now we become soul conscious. So purity, it gives you crown of light. Not only amongst ourselves we can see that double life stage, because in divinity this crown of light is very important. As much you are becoming pure, crown of light is emerging. So people won't be able to have attention on your body or face or anything physical. But they just see the light, crown of light. And then Baba always talks about self-sovereignty. Because purity must bring that self-sovereignty. Because the sanskars or the vices or the traces of vices, they always express through some part of the body, whether it is senses or physical organs. No? So that is why one of the aspects of purity is also conqueror of matter, Prakriti Jit. Dadi Janki once came to Peace Village. She keeps saying, Karma Jit, Vikarma Jit, Prakriti Jit, victorious. And Baba says, time will come when all the elements at the same time will revolt and create some challenges or calamities. And it's happening all over, right? So to be purity means victorious, right? When we look at the life of Brahma Baba, so many scenes of drama, situations, internally. Today somebody came and said, there are a lot of groups now around, so they influence Brahmins. So then these Brahmins leave. So I said, but why you are so sad? During Brahma Baba's time, 20 of them came and asked Brahma Baba, we want to leave. So Baba said, okay, when are you leaving? When are you leaving? Because Baba was watching their activity. They sit and gossip, they sit and talk about their activity was not showing that they have interest in studies or yoga. So anyway they will go. Maya will take them. So whatever, many, many things happened and will happen. But always remind yourself, I am a victorious soul. No sadness. Service will increase when our purity will increase also. Our vibrations, our pure thoughts will increase the service. So keeping our stage elevated will give you from self-sovereignty to world sovereignty. And that is your second crown. Baba said, you cannot be worshipped at confluence age. You can be only worshipped at golden age, because to be worshipped, soul and body both should be pure. So we have purity of body in the sense conqueror of vices. But the elements are not 100% pure. Elements are still tamoguni. That is why one of the important practices, always remember that your thoughts, whether it is for yourself, for others, create vibrations for you. Every thought. If I say, this soul is like this, now thoughts are in my mind. You cannot be elevated by putting someone down, right? It's only when you think what Baba calls good wishes and positive thoughts and pure thoughts that your stage is elevated. So if you always remember, every thought I have in the mind has vibrations, right? So to experience divinity, not only with the two crowns, I don't know everyone had been, but have you been to some temples? How many of you? Some of you never went. No, Baba says go to Lakshmi Narayan temple in Delhi. When I was student of journalism, 1960s early, so I had to go to evening college. So next door to my college was this temple of Lakshmi Narayan. So I love that Lakshmi Narayan, and so before going to college I will always go. What used to attract me most were their eyes. When you look at the eyes of deities, there is some kind of hope and power, and something has been removed from you, something is being bestowed to you. So our drishti, it's very important. Whether when we look at a person, Where should we look at? Center of forehead, right? Through drishti. We meet through drishti. So our purity of drishti, not only soul consciousness, but how Baba looks at each one of us as a perfect soul and complete soul and pure soul. But if you look at someone, this person is Kalyugi, which they are, but my drishti should be at the soul, it's a pure soul, peaceful soul, loveful soul. So, because divinity and deity has quality of giving, bestowing, and that begins with the eyes. Looking at everyone, not only as a soul, but soul in its eternal form. And time might come, we could only serve through the drishti maybe. Especially souls of all the religions, different language, different colors. To create in them that feelings, good feelings. You know, these days, when they have to feed a child, they say, play the song. When you water the plants, they say, play music. Even plants, when you are putting water, if you sing with love, it will blossom. So our God's love, spiritual love, soul conscious love, through our drishti. Amongst us also, when we come to knowledge, one thing we learned, we share drishti even for half second, and then we say Om Shanti. But not these days, right? Om Shanti, Om Shanti. We don't take even half a second. Just for 1 second, share drishti, and then this we say Om Shanti. Is it possible? We do it. No? So bestowing through the eyes, creating that divinity, that means you are, you know, if you look at the eyes of those Lakshminarayan, a lot of feelings they bring. Even the picture, the idols are creating the feeling. So God's love we share because we have received through our drishti. So, the first thing, second important thing, which is very important, is simplicity. Purity makes you simple, and divinity makes you more simple. So that attention doesn't go to any part of your personality. One time, Brahma Baba, someone from Nepal had come and brought a hat, cap for Baba. So Baba, to please that person, put that Nepalese hat on his head. And after a few minutes he took off. He said, "My devotees will be confused." You understand? That means the day he belonged to Baba, until last day, Baba was the same uniform. Never changed hairstyle, never changed, different. So our image, if that is, has simplicity. And what is very attractive in those images, is their cheerfulness. To be always, always be cheerful. Very pleasant, very cheerful. So our eyes, our face cheerful. No tension, no worry, right? Just very cheerful. And Baba had been talking about cheerfulness comes through contentment. And contentment means all attainments full. So every time we do practice or traffic control, or always remind yourself, all attainments from Baba. So there is contentment, cheerfulness. And one very important divine quality is sweetness, madhurta. And this sweetness is not just external, but internally you don't have any bitterness about anything, about anyone. Nothing. No bitterness, sweetness. So this sweetness, cheerfulness, all that comes on the face. So for these divine images, we call it, we going for, they call it darshan. I am going for the vision of them. These days I find all Baba's children, they come only for the drishti. And of course, drishti means your face and everything, right? So how to create these qualities, divine qualities? Then we look at each other, give drishti to each other. And what we are spreading, creating, is divine world. Right? Baba said today or yesterday, your sanskars is your world. Sanskar hi aapka sansar hai. Sanskar is your world. So paying attention, inculcating these divine virtues. Trace those feelings and also image of divinity. Because you have content that you are free from desires, that freedom, total freedom, that means there is no wandering, what we call it, very natural stillness, concentration. I remember Dadi Janki, you know, if this door opens, everyone looks at the door, who is coming? And she is giving class, and everyone is looking there. Dadi used to say, but why you look there? If somebody is coming, let that person come and sit. So that stillness, that concentration, where I don't need to pay attention, why should my attention drawn there? These are little things, but very important. So that not only what I am, but also then it disturbs different vibrations. So when we say divinity is something which is worshipworthy, right? So when Baba says real purity or truth is what makes you divine. So what is, when we came to Baba, what we heard, that Baba has come to make us a deity. So sometimes people, deity means a lot of jewelry, right? Beautiful clothes. It's not about that. It's not about physical anything, that is about bestowing. Divinity is always giving, bestowing. And through our vibrations, one who is disappointed, hopeless, hope emerges in them. Courage emerges in them. They feel powerful. So from that divinity, what we bestowing is very, very deep. Healing happens. So, always emerge for me Baba's drishti on me. How Baba looks at me. So, Baba's drishti on me, my drishti sharing with others. So, paying attention, that's something which Baba says unbroken, that means consistent. And Baba had been focusing lost on no waste, no waste, no waste. We don't have negative, but wasteful, no waste. That means every thought, every word, every action should be elevated, powerful, pure. So we are not only saying no waste, but we are creating also that practice. And that is why one of the important role of divinity is sharing blessings with everyone. I remember at airport, a lot of people everywhere knows Brahma Kumaris. So before they used to say, give us good wishes. Now they say, give us blessing. Everywhere, give us blessing. Bless us. So what we say? So I always carry these blessing cards. And I give them. I say, read blessing for yourself. And now when they see us, they expect we will give them blessing card, if not through words. So we feel blessing and then we give blessing. Dari Janki was so attentive. If we say this soul is like this, this. She said, but that's not blessing, no? To say someone is like this, in a way you are telling you are like this. You're not allowing that soul to feel elevated. You understand? It's so subtle. Never ask people, how are you? Because I have pain here. Other one will say, I have pain here. Third one will say, I have pain here. My doctor says, I also have pain. Right? But I always say, oh, you look so well. You look so well. You look great. And then other ones say, oh, I am feeling good. I had been feeling. You start with the pain, it goes on with pain. But if you start with, I always say, I never ask anyone, how are you? Say, you look well. It seems you are very happy. So, our words, our thoughts, we don't reach to point where people start sharing only their pain and their situations. I mean, everyone has. But don't continue in that kind of conversations. So, lot of attention on our thoughts, our words, our actions. Our Didi Manmohini was very disciplined and firm. She used to say, every word you speak should be a blessing for other person. It seems you had been doing very well these days. So that person says, internally maybe I am not, but as soon as you say, that person start thinking, yeah, I am doing well. And it becomes a reality. So to receive blessings, we have to give blessings, right? So every day, we should look at our, Baba says, face and activity, our interaction with each other. So, create your eyes, your face, your perpetuated sitting, talking, walking, everything very, very much with good manners. What are good manners? Divine manners. Nothing should look laukic, very alaukic, very spiritual. So I think we all know it, only what we have to do to be impractical and practice. Give blessing, receive blessing. Whatever that soul is, say something so elevated that that soul feels that. And then say, since you said this, I am really feeling great. Since you said this, I am feeling so light. Since you said this, I am so happy. They immediately will see the benefit of your words. Because they are blessings, right? They will experience every word what you say in their own life. Many souls say, since you said it, I really feel that. It becomes their experience, it becomes their reality. So our service these days for the self and others, is to be pure, to be divine, to be a bestower. Just give and take, right?
Shiv ki yaad rahegi tab aankhon mein samaya.